BBC Radio 3, it's 4:30. And now David Hughes presents the second of two programmes of Japanese folk songs and dances. As a Japanese proverb says, for a traveller, song is the lightest baggage of all, and it can be taken anywhere.
In Tokyo, at certain times of the year, the sound of Matsuribayashi, the traditional Shinto festival music, comes wafting between the skyscrapers, clearly audible over the noise of the traffic. A Japanese man who had lived in Europe for 15 years told me, "Whenever I hear the flutes and drums of Matsuribayashi, I think, ah, I'm a Japanese after all." Folk songs and festival musics of Japan evoke a powerful identification with particular places. As the Japanese say, folk song is the hometown of the heart. Unlike in the West, most Japanese folk songs have acquired titles referring to their place of origin. The song Esashi Oewake from the port town of Esashi in the far north is generally considered Japan's greatest folk song. When the local fishing economy collapsed around the turn of the century, the intelligentsia of Esashi decided to use this song to attract tourists. As one element in this strategy, a national contest is held each September to determine the best singer of Esashi Oewake. A couple of years ago, I listened to 260 people sing this same song in the course of 14 hours. The ornaments, the twiddly bits in this song, are all fixed. There's little room for freedom of interpretation, which is why many Japanese consider this more of an art song than a folk song. The judges at the contest also expect each phrase to be sung in a single breath, up to 30 seconds at a time. An Esashi fisherman, Aosaka Mitsuru, won the contest some years ago with this performance, with the shakuhachi shadowing the vocal melody closely.
Oh.
Ao Sakamitsuru, with his prize-winning performance of a song describing his life in the fishing boats. An accompaniment rather different from the shakuhachi is featured in our next song. Two stonecutters from western Japan keep up a steady rhythm with their pickaxes and chisels as they sing to pass the time. Songs of manual labor like this one aren't heard so often these days, one of the casualties of modernization. But the Japanese don't want these songs to die, so they've formed local preservation societies to keep their favorite songs alive. Even in the Tokyo suburbs, groups of senior citizens gather to sing the barley threshing songs of their distant youth, even going so far as to act out the threshing as they sing. Let's listen to a preservation society of herring fishers from Hokkaido perform Iyasaka Ondo, which is sung while they beat the fish nets to knock off the fish eggs which have stuck to them. Fish egg beating song from Hokkaido. Not all work songs are so rhythmic. Here's a lullaby from the village of Itsuki on the southwestern island of Kyushu. In the past, poor peasant girls would be sent to live as childminders in wealthier village households. The woman who sings for us had such an experience in her younger days. As the song says, "I'm just a poor beggar. They're goodly folk with fine clothes."
Ah, cool. でママチャテドに泊まる。
A tender lullaby from Kyushu in southern Japan. Not all lullabies show such resignation. Another one warns the parents that if they treat the nursemaid harshly, the baby will suffer for it. Well, I've waited as long as I can to give you one of my favorite performances. The most popular folk songs in Japan today are those from Tsugaru at the northern end of Japan's main island. They're generally accompanied by the shamisen, that three-string banjo-type instrument. These songs have been sung for generations by blind minstrels, and they now occupy the central place in the professional folk song repertoire. Kanazawa Akiko, although she was reared in the Tokyo area, is the daughter of a Tsugaru singer. She created a major folk song boom around 1980 with her healthy good looks, her blue-jeaned modern girl image, but mainly with her thrilling voice. Here she performs Tsugaru Aiyabushi. one of the powerfully rhythmic, highly ornamented songs from Tsugaru. Do you remember the final scene in Kurosawa's film The Seven Samurai? The surviving warriors, preparing to resume their wandering life, watch wistfully as the peasants transplant the young rice seedlings to the accompaniment of flutes, drums, and song. This ritual music is so powerful and positive, an affirmation of village lifeways, that the samurai can only say enviously, "The peasants have won again." Here is that music from the village of Shinjo in Okayama Prefecture. The tune played on the flutes is quite independent of the vocal melody. Somehow, I always imagine that the complex texture of this music symbolizes the desired profusion of the rice crop which is to come. Here is Hayashida. Today, this rice planting ritual and its music form an exhibit in a sort of living museum of Japanese culture. When it comes to real museums, to direct evidence of earlier performance practice, we're fortunate to have sound recordings of folk songs from near the beginning of the century. The following recording of Isobushi dates from 1912. This is a tune from the pleasure quarters of the coastal town of Owarai, northeast of Tokyo. The singer, Sekine Anchu, was a blind masseur renowned for his voice. This same song can be heard in Owarai today, virtually unchanged. Here, Sekine is accompanied by a local geisha who plays the shamisen and sings a refrain. Traditional song could be heard everywhere, in the hot spring baths, in the fields, at weddings, under the full moon at village dances. Even the firemen of old Tokyo had their own special songs. And of course, there were the itinerant musicians and performers, such as the sarumawashi, the monkey handlers who would sing ballads as their trained monkeys acted out the plot. A few committed traditionalists keep this art form alive. Here's one of them, from Osaka. With the help of his simian sidekick, he's performing a tragic ballad of an abused stepchild to the amusement of the listening children.
Yoiko, yoiko!
Yoiko, yoiko! Yoiko, yoiko! Yoiko, yoiko! Omoidashite, yoiko, yoiko! Yoiko, yoiko, yoiko! Yoiko, yoiko! てまだ泣けば前に抱いてはおっぱい飲ましたい、
もうちょっと待って。
はい、卵をいじめたその町に立つことはできない左になりましたや。はい、それまで。
Some of the tragedy of this ballad seems to have been lost amid the monkey business. The songs and music we've been listening to have their roots in an earlier Japan, in a way of life which seems old-fashioned, even alien to some modern Japanese. For such people, the record companies provide so-called new folk songs, shin minyo, whose music, while still often pentatonic, is heavily westernized and whose lyrics now abandon the local village and take all of Japan or even the whole world as their reference point. A typical example from around 1980 is Notte Notte Ondo, the Get the Spirit dance. One verse reminds us, Living on this round earth, it's wrong to be a ceremonious square. All nations of the earth are neighbors. Even space travel is not a dream. If you listen closely to the refrain, you'll hear the singers urging Beethoven and Superman to get the spirit.
目のあなたも弾みます、
はい、スーパーマンも乗って乗って乗って乗ってベートーベンも乗って乗って乗って
透明人間も乗って乗って乗って乗ってクラマテングも乗って乗って乗って
New folk songs such as Notte Notte Ondo are virtually never performed live. They're heard only in recorded form, to accompany folk dance classes populated by middle-aged ladies, or to add a modern sound to the annual ancestral Bon dance festivals. Fortunately, there's no shortage of traditional dance songs, or of musicians to perform them, and dancers to dance them. I'd like to think that despite a century of Western musical education, the Japanese will continue to cherish their rich heritage of folk music,and that economic success will give them the cultural confidence to find value in these tunes, so old yet so fresh. We finish with one of the liveliest dance tunes, Toshindoi, from Okinawa at the far southwestern end of the Japanese archipelago. Perhaps you'd like to join in the dancing. After all, as a Japanese saying has it, you're a fool if you dance, and a fool if you stand and watch. So you might as well dance.
Oh, my God.
Dance. That's the end of this second programme of Japanese Folk Songs. The presenter was David Hughes. Next week, Lucy Duran introduces the first of three programmes of music from Latin America. That's at the same time, 4:30 next Friday.